Maintaining strong social partnerships is a vital component of government's efforts to achieve social and economic progress for the country's citizens. Leveraging social partnerships is key in building general consensus around growth strategies and securing collaboration when seeking to meet national targets. The government took a major step towards sustaining its social partnerships with civil society and stakeholder groups with the signing of the Partnership for a Prosperous Jamaica Agreement. We recap the signing and explore its implications on today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Thanks for tuning in.
I see it as a sign of our maturing democracy to be sitting with the partners. So the partnership is not just signing a piece of paper. For me, it is a very important mechanism to manage change, resolve conflict. When we sit together as a partnership, I believe we can work out all the details.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The Partnership for a Prosperous Jamaica was established as a platform through which the government could interact and collaborate with various civil society interest groups while moving towards achieving social transformation and economic growth. Introduced in 2010, the partnership was again signed in 2013 and another was recently signed on December 6. The partnership is underpinned by five priority areas. These are inclusive economic growth and job creation, public sector transformation for efficiency and effectiveness, adherence to the rule of law and timely justice outcomes, national debt reduction and macroeconomic stability, and enhanced tourism flows and intersectoral linkages. The Prime Minister says the government will be moving to ensure the partnership becomes a permanent institution in the Jamaican society and will continue to provide the institutional and capacity-building support needed to ensure the partnership is effective. He also outlined that he wants the partnership to operate as the umbrella group that will unite and interact with other government-affiliated social partnerships such as the Economic Program Oversight Committee and the Economic Growth Council to determine the national priorities. Various stakeholder groups signed on to the Partnership for Jamaica, each expressing optimism about the path of social collaboration being charted.
We believe that the Partnership Council represents an important opportunity to build a better future for all Jamaicans, as it brings together leaders from critical national sectors to honestly discuss our development challenges.
Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Environment Trust, Diana McCauley, who signed on behalf of civil society groups.
No country can be successful without efficient cooperation between the various players that make up that country. Government, business, and society must work together to ensure that the country advances and achieves its ultimate potential.
Jamaica Civil Service Association President O'Neill Grant, representing the Jamaica Confederation of Trade Unions.
We welcome the continuation of the partnership, and we are pleased to continue to play our part that will in this partnership that will see our country grow and develop in the next 4 years.
Private Sector Organization of Jamaica President Paul B. Scott. Master of Ceremonies at the ceremony for the signing of the Partnership for a Prosperous Jamaica, Professor Alwyn Wint, commended the parties involved in the signing, expressing that it provides a strong example to members of the public of non-partisan cooperation.
This agreement marks continuity in social partnership activities in a formal way across three successive Jamaican political administrations. It focuses on growth-inducing opportunities associated with effectively responding to the continued Jamaican crises of high debt, low growth, and a notable lack of adherence to the rule of law.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen echoed similar sentiments.
I truly believe that our people generally prefer cooperation to confrontation. We should use every opportunity to reinforce that position. And may the signing ceremony be the start of another productive phase in the progress of our country.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.